Shalom Aleichem to you all. Bruchim Abayim. I feel honored and privileged to have the schus to speak at such a kinus of Kiddushim Shemayim, such a kinus of Nachas Ruach to Ribbono Shel Olam, as tens or hundreds of Yidden stop their lives to spend a week to be mashkia in Teiras Hashem. I want to express, as a Hakdama, my admiration, not by just saying how choshev, great and phenomenal, what's going on over here, but that you should all understand and appreciate that each and every one of you who are here for the goal, for the matar of the Archakala, are creating a kli for bracha and shefa for yourselves and your families, l'dayres. Because each and every one of you are not yankles and moishes and lasers. You're a bunch of belahindas. You know what a belahind is? No idea, I'll tell you, and you'll see. Just saying, Zagdama, we'll get Pasha just to, you know, after supper, as a little bit. Bela Hindit was the wife of the Halik Yerubis Zalman Meltzer. From the Talmidim of Hakim of the Halik Yerub Chaim Brisker, father-in-law of a Baron, Mechaber of the Seif Evan Ozel. He used to say over this story, when his wife, Bela Hindit, was a young girl, 16 or 17 years old, she was traveling on a train in Europe, and she heard that on the train was a goyin from that tkufa, Ramatul Islanum, he was a yid already in his 70s. She wanted to get a bracha from him. This is a story, Mr. Amr, Rabbi Zalman's very nifter in the Tavshin Yud, 70 years ago, Berich. And they live, 130, 140 years ago, just to bring out the point. She wanted to get a bracha from Ramatul Islanum. She went from wagon to wagon until she finally found Ramatul, elder yid in his 70s, with his hand on the cane, his chin on his hands. Took him a few seconds to chap that she's there. And he says to her, Meidele, was willst du? What do you want? She said, I want a bracha. Bracha for what? I want to be zeicha to a husband, a goyin, a tzaddik, a talmud chochem, an oivet Hashem. Ramatla looks at her and says to her, how old are you? 16, 17? What do you understand about a big goyin, tzaddik, talmud chochem, oivet Hashem? In your mind, all that means is grand rabbi in some big city, and you'll become grand rabbitzin. B'kitzer, a bracha for COVID? I'm not holding by giving a bracha for COVID. The girl went away, devastated. She went back to her place, started crying. Didn't go by 10 minutes. And the altar of Matla, I'm not sure if this was his kavona the whole time, got up, started going from one wagon to another wagon until he finds this young girl. And he says to her, Tachtel, were you by me before? And she says through her tears, yes. And he says to her, you know, is that loud enough?
No, it's good. You keep going.
Oh, okay. I'll leave it. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I decided to give you a bracha. I didn't change my mind. Because, Take, what do you understand of a big goyin, tzaddik, talmud chacham, goyin, etc. Grand rabbi in a big city, you'll be grand rabbitson. But, he says to her, I'm going to give you a bracha anyway. You know why? For that alone, that in today's day and age, we're talking about 140 years ago, a young girl understands with everything which is going on in the world, that her kavod should come from Torah, from Avodas Hashem, from Yiddishkeit. For that alone, you are worthy of a bracha. And he gave her the bracha. Rabbi Zalman used to always finish off the story and say, oy, and what's the pshat? How a bracha and Adam Gadol wasn't Niskayim. But we know the truth. Ha'ivei Shenemo wasn't Niskayim. Rabbi Zai, am I not right? Is there any way, if he said this 140 years ago, is there any better way to be Magdir? Every single one of you chevre here. Beila Hinde! In today's day and age, you just walk out of Kostli Beis HaMedrash, the temptations and the shyness, what the world is all about. And here, hundreds of Yidden understand what is Choshev, what is MS. To come, to spend a year, at a week, to be Shakuin, Avedis Hashem, in Limud HaTorah. Yes, you are all Kalim, Ru'uim, for Brache, for Siyata Dishmaya, for yourselves and for your families. Tayyibidah. My dear brothers, my dear friends, I want to share with you three fundamental nekudas in Avodas Hashem. You're here for a week, Be'ezer Hashem, but it's not about this week. It's about your life. I want to share with you three fundamental nekudas in Avodas Hashem. These are nideya across the board and around the spectrum, whether it's a yeshiva bacher, an avrich kailo, somebody who's nehenem miyigia kapov, a magid shir, and or even a rosh yeshiva. And I stand here to say this, and I think everyone says it, because we all need chizuk. I personally need so much chizuk because it's such an avoida, but I want to share it with all of you. And I didn't know what to speak about. So people like this, me ani mani. And I figure I'll just share with you a shtick neshama of mine. The emes, many make a leave because this is everything. One of these three things is be'etzem in hashkofe, which may be the hardest part. And two of them are the lemais of that hashkofe, implementing them into day-to-day life. The hagdama, though, to these three things is as follows. 26 years ago, I was then just starting off a few years into chinuch. I was a magid shir then, an Israeli yeshiva. I'm a sifte, yeshiva ketanet, ages 13, 14 to 16, 17. And a goyin, Reb Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, zechat tzadik livracha, he was called the nasi of the yeshiva. What that meant, I do not know. He never stepped foot into the yeshiva. I guess. Okay, that's the way it went. I went in one time, 26 years ago, for a personal shiloh about a certain inyan. After I asked him, Hashem, he answered me, I told him, the yeshiva is the nasi of yeshiva. I want the Rosh Hashiva to know the kav of chinuch, the line of chinuch, which I took, if you don't ask, I'm going to get the okay, that this is what I give Bacham Mesifta, then Yeshiva Ketan over here. I just saw there for 3 years. It's not 4 years, it's 3 years. And I told him, the first day I get the Bacham, I tell the Bacham, the matar, which I want you to walk out after 3 years in yeshiva is, I'm not looking to make you lamdonim, not tamid chachomim, not goinim, not masmidim, and not pekiim. My matara is one thing, that every one of you should understand, recognize, that hair, that the matara of a yid, alei adomos, the goal of a Yid going through 120 years of his life is one and only to be an Oved Hashem. Avodas Hashem has tens, hundreds, thousands, millions of details. Every sif in Shulchan Aruch, Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch, every sif kan in Mishneh Berurah. Avodas Hamidos, Musar, Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, Diktuk b'mitzvahs. The greatest detail is Limud HaTorah. But it's a package deal. And like a tall person. So Solanta said this. Tall person is Mayurdik. He can reach high places. He can see high places. But if 1 foot is 10 feet tall and the other foot is just 2 feet tall, he's not a half a bar mila. He is Nebuch a cripple. And if somebody who is Dargan Torah is phenomenal, but his Diktuk HaMitzvos, I mean, is not up to par, he's a spiritual cripple. And if you have people, I call it, you know, the shake and bake people, you know, Lulav on Sukkot, Matzah on Pesach, and the whole year revolves around shake and bake, and you don't crack a book, and you don't work on your Midos, that's also a spiritual cripple, Rachmana Litzlan. Michal Yehuda heard me. He was quiet for 20 seconds. And then he told me something, which Rabbi Yisai, I was blown away. He told me, Zok this nishtasoi. Don't say it the way you're saying. And this is the godless of our gedolim, how they're medaktek kechut asayra. You might not hear the subtleness of what he's saying, but it took me 9 months, three kashas, and a shtikler of Chaim Valojna until I understood what he was telling me. And he told me, Zok this nishtasoi. The way you're saying it, you're being mevazeh the Torah. Mevazeh the Torah. I said the Torah is the biggest detail. You put your most kaychas and effort and everything, but it's a part of the big picture. And he told me this is the way to say it. Exactly what you said. The tachlis of a yid is to be an oivid Hashem. But not the way you said avodas Hashem has so many details and one of them is limud Torah. No. Avodas Hashem has two details to it. One prat is limud Torah, and the other prat is all the other inyanim of avodas Hashem. Meaning to say, I put it all together. It's a bigger detail. No, it's an entity in itself. Rabbi Yisai, I walked out of there. I did not understand, and I did not know what I was going to do to the bracha the next year. My way, I couldn't say because it was wrong. His way, I didn't understand. It took me 9 months until the middle of Av. This was the beginning of Kislev that I was by him 26 years ago. Until the middle of Av, I had three kashas: Gemara and Shabbos, and a Teres Kanim, and a Psich and Eich. I'm not going to go into it right now. And then a Chaim Valojiner. Until I understood what he was telling me. But that's not right now. I'd love to share with you. Privately, I'll tell to anybody who wants to hear it. But that's not. The Nekuda, though, is to be an Oyved Hashem. That he was masking to me. The Yisrael is to be an Oyved Hashem. Not so many, two details. I'm going to tell you, but it's a package deal. And now, after that Hagadama, understanding that the Tachlis is to be an Eved Hashem, now let's go to the three fundamental Nekudais in Avodas Hashem. One is in Hashkafa. But Hashkafa, which has a lot of Lamaisa to it also, and then there's two things to implement it into our day-to-day lives. Rabbi Yisai, there's a shtikle, Mesilas Yesharim, a passage in Mesilas Yesharim, which I think from the whole Sefer is the most difficult one to understand. The most to do, the whole Mesilas Yesharim from Lisanega Hashem and Vayter is difficult to do. But I'm talking about in Havana. There's a shtikle, Mesilas Yesharim, which I am telling you, Rabbi Yisai, I don't remember if it was for 10 or for 15 years. I did not understand what it means. Vazakte! And you'll hear it yourself. You'll jump out of your skin yourselves. Because sometimes you just read it, you're not even on it. The Helikim is still Shasharim in Perek Dalet. Hara for the Pchusim, man. He brings the Pasuk in Kehelis, which says, Kol asher timtsa yotcha la'asos b'koychach ha'aseh. Kol asher timtsa yotcha la'asos b'koychach ha'aseh. Whatever you could do while you're alive, chaparayin. Why? Ki ein ma'ase. There is no ma'ase, no action. V'cheshbon, there is no cheshbon. And there's no das and chochma b'sh'oil asher toholich sham. There is no ma'ase, there's no das. And there's no cheshbin, no das and chochma in the grave where you're going to. And he explains, what does maise mean? Mishala hirba meisim tovim b'chayav. If you didn't do meisim tovim in your lifetime, you're not going to have any time. You're not going to be able to do it afterwards. Once you're dead, there's no more nisyonos, no more etzer tov. You can only do it in this world. Mishala hischakim b'olam hazeh. Somebody who was not kind of chachm in this world, la'ischakim b'kever. Only what you learned in this world. And then he goes, Cheshbon, he learns, is referring to Cheshbon HaNefesh. Umi shaloichishev Cheshbon Maisov. And somebody who did not make Cheshbon HaNefesh of his actions in his world, in this world. He didn't live with Cheshbon HaNefesh. But what I say, after he's dead, pointless. You're not alive. What's no point in Cheshbon HaNefesh? You know what Mr. Sharm says? You ready, Rabbi Yisai? Hang on tight! Someone takes me seriously. Zog the Helikim Zil Zasharim. Umi Shalechi Shev Cheshbon Maisav, and somebody who did not make Cheshbon HaNefesh in this world, Lo Yiye Lo Yizman, he will not have any time in the next world to make a cheshbon nefesh then. Pashit, you're mechusar zman. There is no time. Either you're lisanig al Hashem or you're grilling. You have no time. It's a chesaron of mechusar zman. There is no time for cheshbon nefesh. That's mavil. That's the problem. What's the point in cheshbon nefesh? Mavil, I'm telling you, there's a shtickle mislil shesharim. Is I came at 10, 15, 18 years, I had no musig. Until it was one Shabbos Sukkos. Shabbos Chol Sukkos. We lay in Kehelis. Rabbi Yisai, let me be magdim something else to you. Every morning, a yid davens. And after Amavir Shena, you say that yirotzen. Reyid begs the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. May I make nafshoi. For the greatest of things, Targileinu b'soyer secha shebirogel and toira, v'dabkeinu b'mitzvay secha and b'davik and mitzvus, v'al tevienu loy dechet aveir v'avoin, and I should have no chet aveir v'avoin, and v'loy dechnesoyin I should have no nesyonis loy devizyonin I should not fall in any nesyonis. Pakosh is phenomenal. Rogel and toira, davik and mitzvus. There's no chet aveir v'avoin, nothing. And you're aiming at all nisyonos. Rabbi said, where's that coming from? From the Yetzer, from the Yetzer Tov? I think that's come from the Yetzer Tov, no? And what's the next bakasha? What are the next four words? Five words. Va'al tashlet bonu Yetzer hara. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, after a yid asks Hashem to be rogel in Torah, rogel davik in mitzvahs, no chet aveir v'avayin, and oimid l'ol nisyonos, where is there a mokum for this bakasha that the Yetzirah shouldn't be shailat over me, that I shouldn't be in the claws of the Yetzirah? What does that mean? Where is there a mokum? It's a good kasha, no? A b'shtei toch da. Us briskers, steht doch da! That you could be ruggle in Torah, davik in mitzvahs, no chet aveir v'avayin, and you're in the claws of the Yetzirah, and he has you by the gargle in his claws. What does that mean? Hey, look, Rabbi Nia. Hilik Rabbi Yehin and Shari Tshuva. Shar Beis, Ois Yudches, Ois Chai, Valdos is gelebt! Zogt Hilik Rabbi Yehin, Vida. We're all under the impression, what is a tzaddik? What is a rosha? What is the Kiveya, Rambam, Per, Gibel, Tshuva, Rav Maisim Toiv, Rav Mitzvah, Averis, Rav Mitzvah, Sadik, but how do I check this out? You know, there's no, you can't call up, there's no number to call. Zok Tehelik Rabbein Yenish, Sharbeis, Ois Chai, Ois Yitches. Phenomenal, this is, it's scary, but it's the MS. Vida. Ki Nefesh HaRosha. What is Nefesh HaRosha? Asher, Kol, Tavosa lechevtzei haguf b'chayov. What is the determining factor? What's the underlying nekuda of Rasha? It's not what you do per se. What do you want? Where are you heading to? Tavasa, what do I want? What am I looking? What are my aspirations? L'cheftzei haguf. I want olam hazeh v'nifredes ta'avosa me'avoides abayvei. What is the determining factor of the tzaddik and the rasha? It's not one's actions per se, but what do you want? What do you aspire for? What are your dreams? What do you want from life? It's a pachad. I once heard a friend of mine told me that he heard this from Shimshon Pinkus, Pshat in a Pasuk, in Mishle. Hadeleth tisev al tzir, the door will revolve around its hinge, v'otzel al mitosai, and the lazy guy on his bed. Like a martial guy, lazy guy, tosses and turns, you know, he's off, he wakes up, turns over again, sleeps another hour, wakes up again, turns to the next side, he's excited, turning over. You know, you want a martial for something turning over, I think a better martial would be, you know, a ball going down a hill. That's something like turning over and over and over again. Kikadur, Yerid, Minahar, Kainot Samishkafai. You want someone that keeps on turning? That's a good marshal. The marshal of a door on a hinge. That's the marshal of a lazy guy. He said, Amor de Gezach. He said, I don't know if it's shot in the pasuk. It could be it's not. But the Ra'ayon, the concept, is phenomenal. And he said, Amor de Gezach. He said, a bracha came over to him and says, Rebbe, I'm not steiging. I'm not growing. I'm not. You know what he told him? He told him, you know, there's a door in Panevish Beis Medrash. The door in the Panevish Beis Medrash, it's like a 2 meter wide door, and it's a swinging door. Every time you open, it goes 4 meters. It goes in 2 meters, it goes back, slips out there, you know, swings back four. So every time you go in, it goes 4 meters. That means 1,000 people go in the day, but I get probably more than that, but for example, they go in 4 times a day. That's 4,000 meters. That's 4 kilometers a day. That means in 2 days, it's in Ramat Gan. In a week, it should be in Yerushalayim. In a month, it should be in Eilat. In 6 months, it should be in England. In a year, it should be in America. In 2.5 years, it should be in Australia. And you know, it's 70 years. And the door's still there. You know why? Because revolving around the hinge, it's revolving around something. Kein ha'otzel al mitosai. We're not talking about the lazy guy lying in bed. We're talking about you, Yeshiva Bachar. He told his Yeshiva Bachar. Yeah, you're putting in a first Seder and a second Seder. But what are you busy with? What are you revolving around? What am I going to play ball? When I'm going to eat lunch, when I'm going to sleep, when I'm going to go rest, when I'm having a good time. You're not hearing the void, are you? You're hearing the void, you're innocent, yeah? That's my thing. It's a pachad. It's a pachad. There's revolving around something. You can't budge when you're revolving around something. What are you revolving around? It's a shrek. It's a pachad. Last night, I saw this. So I don't have the sefer chibur. I only have likutim, but I don't have the whole sefer from this mavil from chibur atshuva from the Meiri. He brings a ravid that says something eye opening. The ravid states that the judgment of a person Rosh Hashanah, whether tzaddik or rasha, is not about the number of schuyos or mitzvahs a person has versus the numbers of averis he committed. In Shemayim, says the ravid, they inspect the tchunas hanefesh of a person. Who is he? Is he a tzaddik? Meaning, is he searching? Is he trying to become better? Is the direction of his life one of drawing closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam? If it is, then he will be judged as a tzaddik, even if in his ma'asim aren't what they should be, and even if he may have more averus than schuyos. If the essence and identity of a person is that he is growing and wants to draw closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then that is how he will be viewed in Shemayim. On the other hand, says the Ravid, if a person is looking for other things in life outside of Torah and Ruchnius, And it's tchunas hanefesh, contrary to Torah. It's not about what you're doing. It's about what your goal. You can be busy learning 10 hours a day and your cup is somewhere else. And you can be busy in parnasas basic 10 hours a day and 1 hour a day is Yiddishkeit, is Torah. And your life is revolving around that. Then his judgment on Rosh Hashanah is rendered based on his essence and direction. Even if his mice and tayim to his credit. And there's a kundis of soul. El Yevainchur brought a medrash that the primary din of Rosh Hashanah is on three things: Kavod HaTorah, Kavod Talmid HaChachamim, and Kavod Shemayim, the honor of Torah, the honor of Torah scholars, and the honor of Hashem. The Midrash does not mention mitzvah and averus. It focuses on a person's essence. What are his values? What is he honor? What is important in his life? What carries weight? Where is he heading? Where is he going? Where is a person's head and where is his heart? Indeed, let us ask, what is important to us? What do we want to accomplish? What do we want for ourselves and for our children? What are our aspirations? What are our attitudes? What do we consider success? What's important and meaningful? These are questions to ponder as we prepare for after our 120 in this world. Their answers may just determine our fate. Rabbi Yisai, it's Mavil. And that's this Rabbi Yoina. And I want to just tell you something else that you know, the Mesil Shesharim. I had a dig in the Mesil Shesharim in Perik Tes. He writes over here, Mafsidi Hazrizus. Three words. I was blown away. What's Mafsid Zrizus? What's the Hesed of Avodas Hashem? Look what he says. Three things. Bakoshas HaMenucha. Not that you're lazy and doing nothing. Bakoshas HaMenucha. You're busy all day long. But Bakoshas, when are we going to lie down? When are we going to read the paper? When are we going to just sit down and relax? Sinas HaToyrach. I hate the Tircha. I'll be Matriach all day, but I hate it. Avas HaHidunim. You're living on bread and water, but you just think about the steak and you dribble them by the, and a puddle comes out. Avas HaHidunim. Bakoshas. Sinas. Avas. It's Mavil. And I found Rabbi Yisrael Agav. This is a murder idea to know. I found Rabbi Yehuda in Mishlei. In Perek Dalet. Pasuk of Aleph. A chiddush in Stam. This is such a beautiful nakuda in the avodah of simcha avodas Hashem. I always understood simcha avodas Hashem is the pshat. When you do a mitzvah, you do it for simcha. Heilik Rabbi Yoina in Mishlei Perek Dal Pasuk of Aleph. He says a person is sitting back doing nothing, and he's just thinking about what he did yesterday. Listen to this lashon. Kasher yimtza es nafshoy. A guy sitting back, he's not doing anything right now. And he's thinking to himself, ki ochzo verzika bishmiras hamitzas ubizirusam. Wow, yesterday I did mitzvahs. Today, I learned so good this morning. I did chesed, I did a ma'aseh tov. I did. 2 days ago, I did this, that. Yoides Hashem, he should thank Hashem. V'yismach b'libay. And he should be sameach in his heart. Wow! Look what I did yesterday, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and he's so happy with his achievements. V'yekabel schar al hasimcha. Ki hasimcha b'mitzvus me'ikri avoid mavel al rayim. Simcha shal mitzvah is not b'shas maisa. Just thinking about the tircha that you had, thinking about the avodah that you did, and you're so happy with what you did, with what you have, that is simcha shal mitzvah. It's marvel. So before we get any further, that's the pshat in davening. Yeah, you could be rugel in Torah, you could be dovek in mitzvahs, and you could do no aver chet v'avoin. But you're in the claws of the Eitzahara because that's not what you want. That's not what's important in your life. Dasher Yotzar, the Leidel Shabeach, Tfilah, Chesed. Is that what's important in your life? The Kviusitim, that's not the Rabbi Sai, that is the Kveya, Rachmana Litzlan. Torah Mitzvahs, Naveris, but you're in the claws of the Eitzahara. But it goes, Rabbi Sai, a step further. I want to share with you the Olam's here, learning Torah, hearing Shiurim, Lama Lenin, Ashtika Lekzois, Ashtika Lekzois, the Helik Lekzois Achoshin, in his Akdome, Teshav Shmaitze, he brings a medrash in Parshas Baal Oyscha, by the story with Vaisavu Taiva, Klaisel had a Taiva, this Nachat Prodim, Klaisel had a Taiva for Basar, and Hashem gave him the meat, HaBasar Denu Beishineim, the middle of eating the meat. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Va'af Hashem churban. Hashem was angry with Klal Yisrael. Va'yach Hashem ba'om makar rabba ma'od. And there was a terrible magefa, and people killed. Doesn't say how many people were died in that magefa. And the place was called Kivrei Sataiva. Why was it called Kivrei Sataiva? Says the pasuk, Kisham Kavru Ha'am Hamisavim, because there they buried the people who had a taiva. Pasuk, right? Rabbi, you see, you ready for the medrash? Zuck the medrash. Yachal, maybe you'll tell me that the name Kivrei Sataiva was given al shem hamoira because of what happened, that these people had a taiva and they got killed because of the taiva. Talmud Lomer, no, that's not why he got the name, because the pasuk says kisham kavru ha'am hamisavim, because there they buried the people that had a taiva. So it's not what. Again, the Medrash says, maybe you'll say the name came because of the taiva that they had. Talmud Lomer, no! Kisham kavram ha'am hamisavim, that the name came because they buried the people on hamisavim. It wasn't because of what happened. What? In fact, the Halakha Ketzais, what's going on? Zokt the Halakha Ketzais. Mavil al Harayin. Zuck the Halakhic Zeiss. For us Americans, we can't appreciate because we don't know Diktik so good. Or prefer the Medaktikim. The Halakha is talking about it first. Zuck the Halakhic Zeiss. It doesn't say Kisham Kavru, because there they buried in past tense Ha'am Shehis Avu that had a taiva. It says a present tense. Kisham kavru ha'am hamis avim. There they bear the people who are having taiva. What's going on? Zuck the Halakhic Zeiss. You would think that the name was because of what happened. Before these people died, they had a taiva for Eilam Haza. They were busy with Eilam Haza. And they died because they had the taiva. But it's finished. No. It's not on what happened. It's present tense. If that's the way you lived your life, then after the person dies, he has those same taivos and ritzonos. He comes to the next world, and what's important to him there? A steak, and a vacation, and a yacht, and a hen, a hair, v'chuli, v'chuli, v'chuli. The way you live, that's the way for netzach netzachim. Yochel, because it happened at the time, but it's over with. No! That remains l'neitzach netzachim, mavel al rayon. It's like the more I'm getting. That Titus, when Uncle's about to become a guy, he brought down Bilam Arashin, he brought down Titus Arashin, and they all said, "Who?" He asked them, "Who's Chashiv Klai Yisrael? What should I do? Kill them, make them tsaris. Who's Chashiv Klai Yisrael?" Are you? Yeah, that's what they are. That's a main leilam v'ed. That's a pachad. Rabbi Yisai. You know what the Pshat and the Mesil Shama took me 15 years. Mishloi Chishet Cheshbon Maisav. Somebody who doesn't make a Cheshbon HaNefesh in this world. What's the problem? He will not have time to make Cheshbon HaNefesh. And we asked, there's no point in Cheshbon HaNefesh. That's a mistake. And Mesil Sharma is saying there's a big point in Cheshbon HaNefesh, and there's a chesaron that there's no time. What does that mean? Halak in Mesil Sharma, in the beginning of Perek Dalet, in the beginning of Perek Gimel, Mesil Sharma says, there's two parts to Cheshbon HaNefesh. One part, which is the second part, to Cheshbon your actions. Are they good? Are they not good? What has to be fixed up? But what's the first nekude in Cheshbon HaNefesh? The first nekude in Cheshbon HaNefesh is that a person should understand she is boinen ma'wa toivu amiti she'ivchar boyodam. What do I want from my life? Where do I want to get to in my life? What are my innermost ritzonos? My innermost she'ifos? My innermost aspirations? She is boinim ha'otev amiti she'ifchar b'yodom. What is the most, the ideal good to choose? V'ara amiti she'yonos mimenu. That's the first nukud in Cheshbon HaNefesh. If a person would be able to make Cheshbon HaNefesh in Yenevelt, It would be moiretic. He could change himself over from a tzaddik to from a rasha to a tzaddik. I want different ritzonos. I have different aspirations. Says Mesilas Yesharim, Umi shaloi chishben cheshben myself. He will not have time to make cheshben and nefesh in the next world. You will not be able to change who you are and what you are. It's mavil. It's mavil, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yisai, in the few minutes that we have left, let's just translate this into the lamaise. What's the lamaise of these things? How much be'emes do we go through life, and it makes no nafkimina whether you're in the workforce, whether you're a magachir, a curling man, or a shishivit. These are things which we have to work on. How much are we thinking? How much is on my mind about Yenevelt? How many times a day am I thinking about it? How much am I focused about Yenevelt? What's going to be for Achamei Ve'esrim? There's a mitzvah say of Yir Shamayim that the Chinuch says, anytime a person just thinks for every ma'aseh tov that he does, he'll get schar el maboyim kind of mitzvah say de'araisa. How different a person's life would be when he has this on his mind and he thinks about it. That's time and the whole idea, what am I here for? Where am I heading? The Yetzirah doesn't let a person do that. Because thinking about that puts a whole different focus on what your life is. And I'm telling you, you could be busy learning Torah, you could be busy mechanech talmidim, you could be busy and you could forget how much you have to work on it. How much you have to work before I make an Asher Yotzar. Yeah, I'm going to do a mitzvah. I once saw a sign in shul. Once saw a sign in shul in the back of my shul. Guy put up a sign. Aleinu l'shabeach zelo tefilas aderech. He was walking out. Yeah. No, aleinu l'shabeach. I see Ashiyotz is also not tefilas aderech. Stop. You're talking to me. Bein Hashem. Make an Ashiyotz and make a shahakel. Let's be busy. We're going out to work. We're all busy. Otherwise, you have to go to the bank and you have to go to work. But think for a moment. Haruchim Salvavas puts it down. What are we going to work for, B'chlal? We're going to work because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us nisyonos of the work. It's not the pshat. I'm going to make money and grana agav. I'll try not to steal and not to lie and not to do ayno, etc., etc., etc. And Dushmir Sinaim, no. You are going not to steal and not to lie and to be shemir einayim, etc. Agav, and Mitzvah Lepranos also from that. It's a whole different mabat. It's a whole different look. What are we busy with? What are we busy with? What are we heading to? What do we want? Our lives have become different. That's life in Klali. And in Lamais, in the 4 minutes that I have left, I want to just share with you, Rabbi Yisai, two things. I don't know if I'm giving this over enough, but I'm telling you, Rabbi Yisai, to do a mitzvah, to make a bracha, to make a shahakal, to make an asher yotzar, to come to a davening, to make a pekiach, even a mamash arumim. I'm busy with the Ribbono Shel Olam right now. I'm here for a tachlis. I'm here for a tafkid. But I want to just translate it into two things, Lamaisa. And one thing is, I'm here 4 minutes. I want to just share with you, Rabbi Yisai. I'll try to do it. Rabbi Yisai, listen. The Goyen writes in the Igeres Hagra, Vizeh Kol Odom. There's four words, Rabbi Yisai, and these are words that a person has to put his whole leiv nefesh into. And the Goyen writes, Vizeh Kol Odom. This is the whole human being. Six things. Vizeh Hatshuva, and these four words is what tshuva is. Vizeh Kol Pri Olam Haba. Pri Olam Haba is these four words. V'zeyoyser, and these four words, if you live with these four words, v'zeyoyser, mikol ha-tanesim v'sigufim sheyesh ba'olam, this is greater than all the fasting, and all the sigufim, and all the gilgul shelik, and all these things that people do, if you do these four things, u'b'zey yuchuper loy kol avayim, you'll have a kaparan o your chatoyim, v'nitzoel mishoel, and you're saved from eternal damnation. What is this magic potion? Zok Dehelik Yigoyin, four words. V'zekol Odom, loy, lamed aleph, yaniach, loy, lechefzai. Don't give in to your whims. Break yourself. Go against your nature. Loy, yaniach, loy, lechefzai. וזהו התשובה, וזה כל פרי אלו מבוא, וזה יויסו מכל התנאיסים והסיגובים שיש בעולם, and he writes, ועד יוים מויסוי צורך אדם להסייסר, a process that he's through all his life, because אין צדק בו שיש את תפילה יחדו. אבל לאי בתנאיסים וסיגופים, you don't have to make fast and everything else, אלו, מביל. לאי בתנאיסים, אלו, אבל לאי בתנאיסים וסיגופים, אלו, נו, Beresin, piv, vitavosai. Control a resin, a muzzle on your mouth. Shkayach, a muzzle on your mouth. You want to say something, you hold yourself back. You want to do something, you hold yourself back. But that includes so many other things. You know what includes a baisai? It includes the ashayotza that we spoke before. You want to go, you want to just finish, get it over and done with? No! Right now, make it Asher Yotzei. You're killing yourself. You're coming after a long day. You're exhausted. You come to Maariv. Shevidvor Maariv Arovim. You want to know what? Shevidvor Maariv Arovim. That chilek is a chilek between a loy aniach loy lechevtzoi. If you're nitzel mishal tachdis, niskapa lekol avoin. Or you're stam just doing it. It's marvel in everything. And it's in mitzvahs and so many other things. I have 1 minute left. And the last thing I want to tell you, the last nekuda. But this is, Rabbi Yisai, something. We have to address. The Halakha Navi says, Yeshaya Navi tells Klaisel, it's the Haftarah of Yom Kippur. Klaisel says, Lamed Samed of L'Risa, we fasted, and Hashem, you're ignoring our fast. And the Navi says, B'Shem Hashem, is this what I want? That you guys are hacking achet, achet, hakes kamen, kagmen, roishoy, and what do I want? Haloizet soim efchareyu. This is the fast that I want. Pateach chartsubois resha. You know what those words mean, b'chlal? I never knew what those words meant, b'chlal. One time years ago, I heard Rav Shimshon Pinkas speaking. I heard him speak 2-3 times. One time he said over from Rabbi Yerucham, I just didn't know the title of the words before Rabbi Yerucham's shot. Pateach HaTzubay Svesh. And this is what Rabbi Yerucham, that's all I want from you. Pateach HaTzubay Svesh. You know what that is? The title, if you look at the mitzvah, says, Pateach untie HaTzubay Svesh. Knot it up, rishis. What does that mean? Zok Rabbi Yerucham, every single person. You know that black box on a plane, you know that black box after Chayash Rachman Olitzvan, they checked. Every person has that black box in him. That's a black box. I don't want to go there. That's me. That's untouchable. I'm a Kaisen. I'm a Baltaiva. I'm a this. That can't be changed. That's me. I'll do everything else that I can't do. Pateach HaTzubos Resha, says the Navi B'Tibshem Yerushalayim B'Tibibayin Yerushalayim. Go there. Go to where you don't want to go. Go to that place where you think that you can't change, that's who I am. There I want you to change. I'll tell you a Maaser Rabbeis, a quick thing. There was a Yid I got to know 36 years ago. He lived in Jacksonville, Florida. He's not religious, but Chalal. And if somebody, one of the Tursky's in Milwaukee, made him about Chuvah, he used to come to Eretz Yisrael, then for Sukkos, to a son-in-law of this Tursky. And this guy would left Eretz Yisrael. One time I was there for Sukkos. He called me up, if I could take this guy, Bob. Today's name is Ruvain. He says, this is Mavil. And he says, Sukkos, Gesundheit, let him come. He's a tire Yid. A fresh about Chuvah. Such a tire is this kind of Yid. Divorced his wife, and his kids, he had one daughter. He remarried with her Sameach. Today's mama, she's sitting in Monty, Allah Tayyib, Allah Void, it's Lay Uman. But then, he was by me for 5-6 years. We became really, really close. The guy was a lawyer in Jacksonville. It was quite a few years, like 5-6 years down the line. So I was busy with something stuck in you and everything. I called him up. I said, yes, a few hundred dollars. I called him up. He sent me a check of $18,000. I was a kid then. I was 36 years ago. Oh, $18,000. I called the guy. I said, Ruven, you know. Oh. He said, Shmuel, I'm going to tell you something. For me to give you $18,000, that wasn't a problem. I, Baruch Hashem, have money enough. And stinginess is not my problem. My mom is not in the sign for me. But I'll tell you something. When my wife used to iron my shirts and they weren't starched the way I liked them, all Gehenna broke loose, all H-E-L-L broke loose. That's Patecha Tzivos Resha. I'm just going to finish off with a Mishnah, with a Sharetzion in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Tofrei Shchav Beis, which is Madal Arayin. You read Yoyne on Yom Kippur. Why Yoyne on Yom Kippur? Says Mishnah Berurah, because it speaks about Tshuva, and to teach you She'ein Yechayim Livreich Ben Hashem Yizbarach. You can't run away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'kavanosan Zok Tesharetzion. I'll read it out, just say it in English quickly. A person thinks sometimes, Liyayish Es Atzmoy, to be Mityayesh, to give up, She'ein Yechol Esakin B'Shemoyf, and I cannot fix this up. This is who I am, and therefore, Yisnag Tomid by Vanechad. I'm a Kaisen. I'm about Taiva. I'm a this. I'm a that. And And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, I should die, I'll die. I have nothing for me to do. I can't fix this up. But what's the Emes Tosu? Because at the end of the day, what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from you, you're going to have to fix up. Muchachu L'Saken, and you're going to come again and again to this world to get that Nekuda fixed up. The Rayash from Yaina, he wanted to run away from doing the Nevuah, and he ran away. He didn't get the Nevuah. He got swallowed up by the whale. It seemed Didon Notzach. It ain't happening. What happened, Lamaise? The whale spit him out, and he went like a tatala, and he did the nevuah. Kain hua adam, kain hua adam. No. Kain hua adam bein yonov, says the Helike Sabakadish the Chafetz Chaim. Lama loy kala amel. Why go through all the tirch alamas to die v'lizbal chibat akever and to suffer chibat akever and shart tzaris and come back again the second time? Get it done the first time, Rabbeisai. Touch on that black box. Get into your kishkis. Get into there where you don't want to go. That's our avoid. Let's have our priorities straight. Where are we heading to? And let's keseder break ourselves. Go against our nature. And let's go to that black box. And together, Abayisai, with this week of Torah, you'll get your tennis straight. Where are we heading? Where are we going? And together with Avodas Hashem, with Limud HaTorah, we'll together be zeicha to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu Meir B'Yameinu. Amen.